Yeah, I'll tell you this about Derek Carr. You know, Rhea just featured him in the update there. Don't sleep on this guy. Look, I don't think he's great, but I do think in his career he's been a bit undervalued. He was with a bad organization with the Raiders. And, you know, he's not bad.
No, I just read an amazing stat on him.
Yep.
Rob Motti just posted it. He can become the fifth player in NFL history to record 7 consecutive games with at least 2 touchdowns and a passer rating of 100 or higher.
Wow. And that goes back to last year, so yeah. He's been on a roll. You know, people, you might forget this, but you shouldn't. He cooked the Eagles in 2021.
Oh, God, yes.
When the Eagles played that game out in Oakland in 2021, I mean, Derek Carr sliced and it was like Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction with the rabbit. Like, he cooked.
He's a bunny's like 90% completion rating, or like 88 or something insane.
He's been so maligned here.
He has been.
And I think, unfairly speaking, he's been maligned here. When I was, 2014 or something, 2015, right before we started our show,
okay.
I'd been invited out to the Napa Valley to go to Raiders training camp.
Mm-hmm.
This was right when he had just gotten into the league. I was so impressed by this young quarterback. I was positive he was going to be the next big thing. And then a couple seasons unfolded, and it was like, he didn't become the next
big
thing.
No, he didn't.
There were complications, though. There was dysfunction.
There was a lot of dysfunction.
Within that organization.
That's right.
That kind of led things astray for him.
Well, it makes me wonder if it's sort of like a Stafford situation. When he got to the Rams, all of a sudden the wind started piling up because he was with a real coach and a real team.
And, yes,
you know, like,
I do.
The Raiders were a mess
what we're looking
the last
at
decade.
Here.
They were
Derek
a mess.
Derek Carr has always been talented. Arm talented, yes. Not the ideal height, size, weight
right.
thing, but arm talented extremely. As a leader,
yeah.
He is exactly what you're looking for. Like, he knows how to be a rah-rah type guy. Sometimes I think it annoys his teammates
mm-hmm.
because he goes too far in that direction, almost like a Russell Wilson,
mm-hmm.
like the rah-rah, let's go Seahawks, like at the end of every sentence. Okay, chill, man. Like, we're adults. Seriously,
no,
there are some guys who
are like
they can't be compatible
with
a quarterback who gets that aggro
sure,
with things.
Sure.
Didn't he have a really good team with the Raiders 1 year, but broke his leg or something
yes.
like late in the season?
Yes.
And
yeah,
they
Connor
had to go. Cook started a playoff game.
Yeah.
No, he was on a roll there for a bit. All right, so the challenge on Sunday is pretty strong. All right, also, let me get to the Twitter poll question of the day today. We have two of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin. Available 1.9% financing in an all-new 2024 light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. First poll question, have people overreacted to the Eagles losing, you know, one game, yes or no? Second poll question, and certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as this as well. Fascinated to know where people stand on this one. Of course, the mayor made the announcement yesterday. She's going to advocate for the Sixers arena to be in Center City. Doesn't mean it definitively will be, but it certainly helps the Sixers cause dramatically to get it there. We will ask you this very basic question. Where do you prefer the Sixers play their games? We got 3 choices, and we've put them in alphabetical order. A, Camden, New Jersey. B, Center City, Philadelphia. C, the South Philadelphia Sports Complex. And it can be for any reason you got. Like, what's best for you and where you live and how you typically get around town, whether it's a car or an Uber or a train or a subway, like whatever, okay? You can also, if you want to factor in the economic reality for the city at large, if you want to factor in the reality of individuals that live in the neighborhood where it will or won't be, whatever decision you want to make for why you advocate what you advocate, Camden, Center City, or the South Philly Sports Complex, where do you prefer they play? 215-592-9494. Let's get to Vince right now. Vince, good morning, buddy. All right, Vince not ready to go. Let's get to Hank. Hank, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's been a pleasure.
What's up, Hank?
I like how you say it's been a pleasure, and we just started.
It is early.
I mean, that was
we don't know yet, do we?
In the words of John Ritchie, that was a pleasurable 2 seconds.
Hey, Hank, have you ever...
I'm sorry.
I don't even follow. Hank, have you ever been in the West Coast offense during your life? Have you played in the West Coast offense?
In high school, no.
Is at any point, because Hank is such a huge deal for me.
I don't
personally,
know what you're talking about. You
in
know
the
Hank?
West Coast offense. I'm just saying.
Do you
your
know
name,
this guy?
I don't know this guy.
Oh, okay,
I'm just saying your name, Hank. It matters so much in the West Coast offense for a fullback because it's a route combination where I'm the number one read.
Ooh,
in the flat.
Might catch a touchdown.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's likely when Hank gets called 22 Hank, it's likely that the fullback is going to catch a touchdown.
Look at
pass,
that.
And that never happens.
I like it.
So I love your name,
Hank. All right, Hank, give us what you got on the birds, my man.
I think we are overreacting. Because you got to think of we saw the ugly, right? But it's not that we lost the game. It's how we lost. It's because of poor decisions, and it's not due to lack of talent. I'd rather have the poor decision making than the loss. We clearly lost the game. The Falcons didn't win the game. If that makes sense, we gave them the game. It was more or less. There were so many opportunities, taking points off the board from a coaching perspective, dropping easy passes. Saquon had a great game, but he dropped the pass. Jalen put the team on his back in the second quarter. I'm sorry, the second half. But it's those type of mistakes that makes me say, okay, what is it going to look like when this thing does come together? We had our best player. You're right, Joe. Best player is not playing.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown, hands down, best player.
But I will say this. So the injury thing in football or in any sport is always a little funky because, like, you don't know when it's going to happen. Obviously, it struck the Eagles. It does not look like a one-week thing. A.J. did not practice yesterday. The report through Lisa Salters indicated he'll probably miss a couple of weeks. And part of evaluating a team is their depth. Like when Jason Peters got injured in 2017, Big V did a good job. When Ronald Darby got injured that year, Patrick Robinson did a great job. Nick Foles did an exceptional job. Like, I got to tell you, man, we knew going into the year, to me, prior to the Dotson trade and after the Dotson trade, that they just seemed very thin at wide receiver behind
they're
the two main dudes.
Incredibly thin.
So that's
especially
a problem, man.
When you see Britt and Covey look like a special teamer when they try to make him an offensive player.
But there were
times where he just.
I'm not as down on him
so
as you are.
They're thin, but
weak.
John Dotson should be. Like, they traded a third round pick for him. He was a former first round pick. They have the best duo in the league, we all think, or at least top two or three duos.
Yep.
Like, Jahan Dotson for a third wide receiver, just talent. Ability-wise,
but
I know he might not have it, but
yeah.
They traded for him.
No,
he believes he has it.
But well,
my
but,
point
but
being
James,
that, that they
that
shouldn't be as thin if John Dotson is what he should be.
It's possible that there's a disconnect between the acquisition of Jahan Dotson and the coach's utilization.
Possible,
of Jahan
but
Dotson.
Strikes me as unlikely.
I need to get that up and running.
All right, but James,
the Jahan Dotson thing, because clearly. Britt and Covey had an entire package, multiple package. Like, that was the Britt and Covey package where we're going to put you in this zebra look where we've got three wide receivers. You're one of them, and we're going to call it Zebra Britton or something.
But you guys know my theory.
That's why he caught all those passes. You can do the same thing with Jahan Dotson.
Listen.
They just need some time.
Listen, I still think they try to keep it simple for Hurts.
Well, why?
Because I think that's what they think that he can handle. Because I don't think they think he full scan reads the field. He leaves the pocket early. They try to have simplified things on certain sides. And Britton Covey is a prime example of that. That's what I think happened. You might not like it.
You might think I'm wrong. What that they
and also Dotson's
plays
not that good.
To use Britton Covey,
yes.
And then they used them. That's what happened. That's what happens every week.
Okay. I mean,
and if Dotson's not that good, why did they trade
times?
A third round pick for him?
But James,
a week and a half ago,
if Bryce Huff isn't that good, why did he give him $51 million?
Look, I get
same
it.
Same answer.
I get
ready?
Howie
makes mistakes.
He might have. I'm just saying. I don't think we can say about Dotson yet.
Well, no, I'm not definitively saying it. I'm saying I am concerned. All right. By the way, I'll tell you what. I'm not concerned. Concerned about at all.
We haven't seen him at all.
I'll tell you what I'm not concerned about at all. Giving away Phillies tickets today on our program. Phillies Cubs tickets on Monday, 6:40 first pitch, Citizens Bank Park. For tickets, you can go to Phillies.com. You can also just be here and tune in and call in at 215-592-9494 to win the tickets today. Now here's how we're going to give them away. So on this date back in the late 1800s, President James Garfield died. He had been assassinated. Now, this is a prime example of someone in life who got shortchanged big time. Why?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm going to give you a 1, 2, 3 why this Garfield guy got shortchanged. First off, assassinated. Second off, dies young. Third, like, nobody remembers the guy. Guy was a president. I mean, like, you probably know the name James Garfield. You don't know anything about him, right? Guy got shortchanged. Here's the deal. Today at 215-592-9494, we will ask you who or what also got shortchanged. Now, let me be clear. We're not talking about the big, worst things like Garfield getting killed. Like, I'm not looking for murders, okay? I'm not. Obviously, slaves got shortchanged. Soldiers that get drafted and have to go fight in a war, they get shortchanged. I'm talking about, you know, bring it down a couple levels here. Let me give you an example of someone, a group that got shortchanged. Olympians, when there's either A, a boycott, or B, there's no Olympics. So take Carl Lewis. Carl Lewis in 4 Olympics. He's one of 2 people in human history to win, and it was for him the long jump. The same event, 4 straight Olympics. He's one of only 2 people to ever do that. But he also made the 1980 Olympic team. We didn't go because of the boycott. He might have been the only person to win 5 Olympics. Had there been an 80 Olympics, he probably would have had the most Olympics ever in the 20th century. Yeah. By the way, so might have 40 years, 50 years before that with Jesse Owens. We all hear Jesse Owens, 36. Yeah, you know why you don't hear Jesse Owens in 40 and 44? There was no 40 and 44 Olympics. That's getting, because of the war, that's getting shortchanged. All right, give me an answer today. Who or what got shortchanged? Best answer whoever provides it wins Phillies tickets. Get those thinking caps on, boys and girls. John, give me an answer. Who or what got shortchanged?
Mellow Yellow. Like, Mellow Yellow, does it get respect?
What is it?
Mellow Yellow is like the same thing as Mountain Dew. Yeah, obviously, you don't even know what Mellow Yellow is. It's Mountain Dew, but just with a different name. Like, why is Mellow Yellow so short?
Mountain Dew is a cooler name.
Well, that is true.
It is. Yeah. I don't know that it's that much cooler. It tastes the same. It's equally as good. But for some reason, Joe doesn't even know what it is.
All right. We're going to get great answers today. Seltzer, who or what got shortchanged?
So I'm going to go with the who gets changed, but not enough. He is getting shortchanged. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Vacation, all the Vacation movies, Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Home Alone, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Weird Science, Uncle Buck, Beethoven. We don't talk enough about how great John Hughes was.
Yeah. No, that's a good answer. I mean, we do talk about him, but maybe not as much as we should.
We love him.
All right, Rhea, give me an answer here. Who or what got shortchanged?
Sixers fans when the organization decided to go with, I don't know, Tobias Harris or Ben Simmons over Jimmy Butler.
You know what? Sixers fans is a good answer.
Over and over again,
that's a really good answer. All right, 215-592-9494. Best answer, whoever provides it, is going to win the Phillies tickets for Tuesday night's game. You know who might be there? Or Monday night's game. You know who might be there? Craig Kimbrell, John. You know why? He got cut yesterday.
No.
So he's like, he's available.
Yeah, he got DFA'd yesterday.
You want him? He's available. Kimbrell out of Baltimore.
Don't tell Rob Thompson.
No. I don't think he's coming back. All right. In 1 minute, Sirianni with us yesterday on those big decisions in the game. What he said, you'll hear that in 1 minute.
Hey, John, let's talk about our friends at Window Nation. Did you know most of your home's cold AC this summer leaked out through your old windows? With the nice weather that we've got here in September, it's a great time to replace them with energy efficient ones and save money on heat this winter. Who would I call? Window Nation.
Right now, buy 2 windows, get 2 windows free. And there's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, you can save big with no interest or payments for 24 months.
Why do I like Window Nation? Because they partner with the top manufacturers to build the best quality, affordable windows. And then they pass those savings on to you. Who else likes Window Nation? Well, over 20,000 customers who gave a 5-star review, including Albert, who said great value, great product, and great customer service. Highly recommend it.
Stop paying more than you have to and hurry. The sale ends September 30th, so schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie on this Thursday morning. So let's listen to Nick Sirianni. He gave us an incredibly detailed answer yesterday when I had asked about the 3 main decisions that people have scrutinized and criticized coming out of that game from Monday night. Not kicking a field goal in the first quarter, going for a pass on 3rd and 3 in the fourth quarter, going for a field goal to go up 6 on 4th and 3 in the fourth quarter. All right, and in the timing and the whole thing. Okay, we all understand the clock and the timeout reality for the Falcons and all that. I asked them basically, like, do you regret it? Not so much knowing the outcome, but if you had to do it again, would you make the same decision or not? He gave us a very detailed answer. Listen to this. It's going to be about 3 minutes here. Listen, then we'll evaluate. You be the judge if you like his answer and explanation or not. Do you believe, looking back, you made the right decision or not on those three?
You know, everything that you have to do, like, I'm able to, I don't have to make split-second decisions. I mean, I do within the game, but those are decisions I've made pretty much throughout the week and then throughout, you know, my time as a head coach and time as a offensive coordinator and a position coach. Those are decisions I've been thinking about forever, and I go through a process with that. And so, listen, those are high, those play out. If you don't convert on fourth down, it's like a turnover. I get it. And so those decisions, when they work, you know, I don't know if they really anyone really thinks, oh, they got it there, and that's why they went and scored 7 points there. When they don't work, I'm up to, you know, scrutiny, and that's my job. That's I completely understand that. These are decisions that are going to be scrutinized. You know, on the 4th and 4 early in the game, it didn't work, and so obviously I have to go back and relook at that. But you know. Why do I call a play like, why do we go for it in those scenarios? Well, the first thing I look at is the play. The second thing I look at is, and these are all decisions that you know you're going into it, the player who the ball's going to potentially. The other thing you look at is your past success in those areas and what's given you confidence to do that in the first place. You know, those areas, you know, I can think back NFC Championship game, we had a 4th and 3. Right. And slightly like a little bit in range. And we go for it. And we end up hitting that big pass to Smitty that everybody remembers. And, you know, we end up scoring that mile, scores that drive, you know, in our 2 wins against Dallas the last 2 years at home. We've had 4th down and 4, and we had a 4th down and 3 that we went for it there that converted into 7 points. So you have past experience that's in your mind as well. Hey, it didn't work in that particular case. And I have to be, and again, that's not an easy job for the players to be in, to have to convert that, because it's hard to convert, but we've been successful at it. And it's not easy for me to, you know, at the end of the day, I got to take responsibility for that. And I know that I'm going to be the one that's scrutinized over that. And that's okay. You know, I'm doing what I think's best for the team with conviction. We can move on to the, you know, that's the 4th down and 4.
Yep.
Then move on to the pass play on 3rd and 3. You know, if you look at the play prior to that, you can see that the Falcons are bringing all out blitz in the middle. And Saquon got 3 yards on the play before that, but it was a messy 3 yards. Landon kind of had to hook the guy to stop the guy from coming through the hole. Could have been called a hold, but wasn't. You know, so it was messy in there, and so we knew it would be cleaner on the outside. There is obviously a risk to throwing it. You know, in those scenarios, you run a play like that, and if it's there, you take it. If it's not, Jalen takes a short sack. It was there. And, you know, we just didn't convert. And so obviously you look at that and you try to answer those questions as well in your head. But the reason, you know, we're not just blindly saying, hey, throw it there. There's a reason why. And that'd be the reason why. As far as the 4th and 3, I've really thought a lot about that. Up to that point, our defense, you know, was really stingy in the red zone. Had given up 15 points up to that point. You know, and I know we were bleeding yards in the run game, but it wasn't going to be a run game scenario. So I wanted to go up 6 points right there. And as I look back, yesterday I put myself through all these questions that you have, all these questions that the fans have. Trust me, I'm going through it. And putting myself through dragging myself through the mud and making sure I'm getting better from the scenario. So yesterday I went and looked at every situation in 4 minute football that the team for the past 5 years that the team was up 1 to 5 points in the 34-yard line and in, and I only saw 2 people that went for it there on 4th and 2 and 4th. Now there was 4th and 1s that people went for, but there was 15 total. That people went for it there. 13 of those were 4th and 1s. There was a 4th and 2 and a 4th and 3. And you guys can look those up. I'm not going to get into like what happened, but both those teams failed and both those teams lost in that scenario. So, again,
That was aftermath, you know, because obviously I think about all these things and go through it as well.
All right, so do you like his answer or not? That was Sirianni with us yesterday in all three scenarios. You like it or not?